From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. sanctions against Russia and Russia responds. The U.S. Senate has voted decisively to approve a new package of stiff financial sanctions against Russia, Iran, and North Korea. Ben Cardin, a Democratic U.S. senator from the state of Maryland, said this bill guarantees tough action against Russia for interfering in the U.S. election, for their interference in European governments, and their support for war crimes in Syria. Tennessee Republican Senator Bob Corker also spoke to reporters, saying he has heard that President Trump might not necessarily favor the bill, but he has no indication of that.
I've had conversations with the president and Secretary Tillerson. Over the course of last week, I've gotten no indication whatsoever that that they plan to consider a veto. So it passed overwhelmingly, and I get no indication that's even being discussed.
In the meantime, the Russian Foreign Ministry said today it is imposing countermeasures on the U.S. in response to the new sanctions. The ministry said the sanctions confirm the extreme aggression of U.S. in international affairs. Effectively, Russia is bringing the number of diplomatic and technical staff working in the U.S. embassy in Moscow and the consulates general in what they call exact accordance with the number of Russian diplomats and technical staff in the U.S. A crowd of supporters for Pakistan's prime minister chanting "Go Nawaz Go" as Pakistan's Supreme Court has disqualified Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif from holding office and ordered him to step down immediately. The court convicted Sharif on charges of amassing overseas assets, concealing them, and living beyond his means. This is VOA News.